Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Heads up, Richies. Our story today includes discussion of sexual assault and domestic violence. Please be advised.
Arisha, don't you hate when you're on a flight and a passenger gets super drunk and just obnoxious?
Yeah, I mean, I hate that on land as well. I just don't like obnoxious drunks.
That's a fair point. And I'm sure you would handle the situation a lot better than former pro boxer Mike Tyson. He was on a flight recently with a very enthusiastic fan, and he just snapped, and he threw punches right there on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there have been so many times I've wanted to throw hands when someone is really annoying.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah, there have been so many times where I've wanted you to throw hands.
I know! You are an instigator!
Okay. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, April 22nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So obviously no one likes to be on a plane with a loud, obnoxious, drunk person, but apparently Mike Tyson really doesn't like it. He was on a flight to Florida Wednesday night when another passenger just would not leave him alone. The guy had a little too much to drink. He was a little too excited about seeing Mike, which tells me immediately that this man's unhinged. And apparently Mike just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, so people were boarding the plane at the San Francisco International Airport, the airport I have famously declared my favorite U.S. airport.
Literally just going to say she's going to talk about how much she loves this airport. I knew it.
Okay, well, it's phenomenal. but one passenger named Melvin Townsend III realized he was sitting behind Mike on the flight, and he and his friend got super excited and started gushing over him. A witness on the plane says Mike was initially really cool with Melvin and his friend.
Yeah, so they said that Mike took a selfie with Melvin's friend, and he was patient with Melvin, who kept trying to talk to Mike. He was sitting behind him. Melvin's friend recorded the interaction with Mike, and TMZ shared the video. And in the video, you can see Melvin's, like, all up in Mike's business, and his friend is heard laughing behind the camera and saying, "This shit crazy, bro. Mike Tyson."
Yeah, I'm just gonna take this second to reiterate what you said about being unhinged. Like, this level of excitement for Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if I saw Chris Evans, Yes, I'd expect this kind of reaction from anybody. But we're talking about Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
So Melvin in the video is seen talking to Mike, who looks as though he's trying not to engage and is just looking straight ahead, which, to be fair, you're on a plane with 200 strangers. I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. Who wants to engage?
Yeah.
Melvin, the unhinged clown, can't take the hint. He keeps saying things like, we know how to party. The friend recording even says about Melvin, he don't know how to act. Mike Tyson looking out, this shit crazy. And eventually, Mike had enough of Melvin talking his ear off and told him to chill.
Yes, but as is the story with many bros, Melvin and his friend did not chill.
There's no chilling.
Apparently, Mike had enough. TMZ actually shared a video from another passenger on the plane. And in the video, you can see Mike throwing punches at Melvin's face, and then you can see Melvin with, like, blood dripping on his head.
Yeah. So Melvin's friend tries to hold Mike back and stop him, which, good luck. Another passenger can be heard saying, hey, Mike, come on, stop that. Also, good luck. We're talking about Mike Tyson.
I know.
Mike then stops punching the guy and walks off the plane immediately after, which—
Did it land?
I don't know why— But I thought the plane was in the air when this was
Me too.
And I was like—
He's like, forget it.
He's like, I can't do this. I'm out.
Just going to walk into the air.
Yeah. The friend who was recording Melvin can be heard saying, yeah, he got f***ed up. Just trying to ask for an autograph, man. Don't know what happened. So Melvin's fine, but he did have a bloody forehead afterwards. And he received medical attention and has no serious injuries, which honestly surprises me.
Yeah.
He also did go to the police over the incident, but the San Francisco police said Melvin provided minimal details of the incident and refused to cooperate further with the police investigation.
I mean, this guy was probably still shit-faced.
Obviously. Like, I...
He's like, crazy vacation already, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't care.
Exactly. He's just got a story to tell for all his lame bro friends.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, it's not okay to beat somebody up when they're annoying you.
No.
But witnesses said that Melvin was causing a scene before Mike snapped. A rep for Mike said Melvin was not only harassing him, but also threw a water bottle at him before Mike punched him.
That would be hard not to react violently to that.
Was it one of those tiny little airplane water bottles, or was it like... We need facts here.
I don't even get water bottles on the plane.
Yeah, aren't they cans?
In Southwest, they give you like a cup or a can. Yeah.
You can fill your own.
Unless he brought his own bottle. Yeah. Anyway, so Mike's reps also referred to Melvin as aggressive. And another passenger, Sarah Birchfield, said she saw Melvin at the airport bar before he got on the plane and said he was very loud and making a scene. She said, when I boarded the flight, I thought, oh no, that drunk guy is on our flight. Which, who else has been in that situation where you're just like, yeah, damn it. And she said when she boarded, she passed Tyson's seat in first class and added, the belligerent guy was sitting right behind him and I saw they were interacting. Shortly after, she said she heard the fight happen.
Yeah. And then they left out the quote where she was like, man, the best shit happens in first class.
Nothing like having to like walk past first class and just evaluate where your life is.
I know. Yeah. Everyone's trying not to look you in the eyes.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
So this actually looks like it's not the first time that Melvin has gotten himself into trouble. He's actually got a really long criminal record. He's been convicted of fraud, grand theft, burglary, possession of controlled substances, and trafficking in stolen property.
I mean, this rap sheet is truly out of this world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in 2018, he stole a trailer that he hitched to his pickup. He's been caught in possession of oxycodone. He has served time twice. One sentencing was for 20 months and another was for 15 months. It just goes on.
I don't know Melvin well, but all of this seems on brand.
I want to know how this criminal can afford to sit in first class, because what am I doing wrong?
Well, he probably stole it.
He stole first class.
He's like, yes, I am Pedro Alvarez. This is my seat. So obviously, Mike is not an angel either. And by that, I mean, he's absolute trash. I think we can all remember him biting off part of Evander Holyfield's ear during a fight in 1997. He was never charged for the incident, but it did cost him $3 million in fines and his boxing license. And that's not even the worst of his violent history. Mike has a very long rap sheet as well, and his criminal activity started at a young age, so he's had a long time to perfect it.
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody with a face tattoo like Mike Tyson's, you can assume that this guy is not doing well.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want people to wonder if I'm crazy.
You get one glimpse at me, you know I am absolutely unhinged.
Exactly.
So Mike admitted on the Impulsive podcast in 2020 that he'd been arrested 40 times by the time he was 12 years old, which I can't even...
That's...
Do the handcuffs come in that small of a size?
He had big wrists. That's one thing that I remember about him.
Did you read that in his biography?
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, he said he'd committed burglaries, pickpocketing, snatching jewelry. Sounds a lot like Melvin.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Are they old prison buddies, maybe? And this is what this is really about?
Possibly. Prison feud gone into the air.
Yeah.
Mike's also confessed to being physically abusive towards his first wife, Robin Givens. She described her time married to him as a living hell. Mm. And they divorced in 1989 after less than a year of marriage. And in 1992, Mike was convicted of rape and spent 3 years in prison following a highly publicized trial. I mean, he once admitted to beating up 7 sex workers after a drug and alcohol bender in 2009. And I feel like this is just the cherry on this shit cake. Mm-hmm. He once said he was bummed he never killed anyone during a fight.
Like, who says that?
This guy is like, maybe somebody should have punched him on this plane. Not condoning violence, but...
Yeah.
It's just like, it was truly like trash going after trash on this plane, it sounds like.
Yes. I'm just glad that I can finally talk on a podcast about how much I hate Mike Tyson, because I've hated him for so long.
Well, this is why you were like, we need to get a podcast. So I have a platform finally to talk about my hatred for Mike Tyson.
Exactly. Well, I famously partied with Mike Tyson in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And by partied with him, I mean our booths were next to each other and we didn't interact.
Yeah.
But I could just tell the vibe around him is trash.
Yeah.
So none of this is surprising at all to me.
Well, I don't know that, I mean, everyone in that booth didn't have both their ears. So that's not going to be a fun vibe anyway.
Oh, man, it really does check out now. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freeson Sync.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Liam Garrow is our senior editor.
Joe Richardson is our sound engineer.
And Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.